It's miserable, it's cold, raining sometimes, and the wind is blowing about 20, 30 miles an hour. It's a miserable night for football.
So it's going to take a bit of time here while they shake hands with all the seniors on the Indian squad. We'll pick off a few numbers. Number 51, Gary Banks, is out there. I see some of the coin and have chosen to receive. Obviously, the Jackets will defend the north goal with that very strong wind at their back. Deep for the Indians, and they will go deep tonight with that win, is Tommy Landry and number 10, Leighton Brown. They both stand on the 12-yard line. And the crowd gets up a tremendous cheer as our game is underway. And Overy's kick is a low one. It falls at the 25. It's picked up by Landry at the 20. He's up to the 25 to the 30. Gets a big hole. He's out to the midfield stripe, and he's going to go all the way. On the opening kickoff, Tommy Landry runs 80 yards for a Port Neches Groves touchdown. How about that, sports fans? Tommy Landry goes right up the middle, and what a ball game we've got. A tremendous start. Listen to that crowd. Tommy Landry scampers over 80 yards on the opening kickoff to score 6 points for the Indians to open our ball game, to give the Indians a 6-point margin and a try for extra point to come up. Well, the fans on the far side of the field have gone wild, and there is a very somber silence directly below us. A very noticeable silence by the Jacket fans, who are completely shocked. McCary holds. Landry will attempt the extra point. The kick is up. A flag is down, however. No indication on the kick yet. There is an indication. Let's wait for the officials to tell us exactly what happened here. The flag flew just as the ball was snapped. Obviously, apparently it's going to be a penalty against the Indians, and it looks as though we will kick the extra point over. Landry has already accounted for 6 points for the Indians here tonight. Illegal procedure charged against the Indians. They'll assess them 5 yards, move the ball out to the 8-yard line, where the extra point attempt will be tried once again. McCary will hold. And Tommy Landry, the lad who just dazzled these fans here tonight with his 80-yard scamper on the opening kickoff for the Fort Neches Groves touchdown, will now attempt his 7th point of the evening. Here's the snap. McCary controls it. The kick is up. It is just barely over, but good. And our score is now Fort Neches Groves 7, the Yellow Jackets nothing. For the Indians, it's a high one, and it's going to be short. It's going to be taken at the 25 to the 30, and he's hit and dropped at the 32, 33-yard line. On the run back was Greg Crouch, number 28, and the Yellow Jackets, who are still stunned and buzzing over their 7-point deficit here in the early seconds of this ball game, will have it first and 10 on their own 33-yard line. Now let's see if Howell checks in as a starting running back. I believe he is. We line up with the eye and the man on the wing to the left. There's a bit of a bobble by the quarterback, and he keeps and tries to go around the left side, and he gets only about 2 yards for his efforts. As Brown comes up to put the stop on him from his lineback position, they will place the ball on the 34-yard line. Only about a yard gained on that. It'll be second down and 9. Offensively for the Jackets, it's Rhodes and Anderson at the end position, McFarland and Zock at tackle, Wells and Blanton at guard, Milton Hall at center. The quarterback is Monty Parker, number 14. Parker on a keeper play for the first offensive play. This time it's Rhodes split into the left. Parker hands off to Howell. Howell hits the center of the line for about a yard gain to the 36-yard line. Beg your pardon, that was Paul Jack, number 35, the fullback, the ball carrier. This muddy field is going to make some of these numerals a bit hard to read here as the game progresses. The center of the field area particularly is messy. This time, Tom Rhodes goes to the right as a split end, and Mike Anderson goes as a split end to the left. The handoff goes to Paul Jack. He gets a nice hole. He's across the 50, to the 40, to the 35, and he's finally brought down by Tibbetts at the Indian 34-yard line. Paul Jack got some very fine blocking, went right off the left tackle, got some very nice blocking, as we mentioned, and goes all the way down to the Indian 34-yard line, where it's first and 10 Yellow Jackets at that point. Rhodes comes to the left side. Jeff Worthington, they split in to the right. Parker Hands off again to Jack. He gets about a yard as he tries the right side of the line. Gets to the Indian 32, maybe the 31. He's stopped by Harold Lawson, among others. They place the ball on the Indian 32-yard line. Coming back in is Mike Anderson, who replaced Worthington at right end. It is second down and 8. 2 yards picked up on that play. This time split into the right man in the slot right. Parker rolls to the right, wants to pass. He throws too long for his intended receiver as that wind held that ball up. It was intended for Paul Jack, the fullback, who had gone down and out and was about at the 20-yard line, but that ball was way over his head. Bonnie Parker is going to have to do the same thing that Greg Davis will do later, and that is learn how to throw either into or against or with this very strong wind out of the north and northeast. This time it's Tom Rhodes coming to the left side as they split in. Greg Crouch is the slot. Here's the pass. It's complete to the 25 and out of bounds at the 10, maybe the 9-yard line. That pass was complete to Worthington, number 81. Coach Smitty Hill is substituting Mike Anderson and Jeff Worthington at the right end position. And that was Worthington taking that pass from Monty Parker and working it all the way down. They place it on the 12-yard line, the point at which he went out of bounds. Worthington gets a nice hand as he comes to the bench. Mike Anderson goes back in as Coach Hill sends plays in and out, shuttling his right end. Parker now rolls to the left. The pitch out. He's coming around the left side. He's to the 10, to the 5, and over for a touchdown. Dragging a tackler with him is Dennis Howell, number 32. The man who the Indians were most concerned about as to whether or not he would play tonight is in and has scored for the Jackets. And we have a 7-6 ball game with a try for extra point coming up. Dennis Howell scampered in from the 12-yard line, dragging a would-be tackler with him the last 3 yards. Attempting the extra point will be Johnny Obrey, number 3. He will be kicking with the wind. Here's the snap. It's down. The kick is up. It's good, and we've got a tie ball game. Well, I'll bet Tommy Landry would like to do it again. Here's Overby as he kicks off. This time it's going to Leighton Brown. Brown takes it at the 12, to the 15, running across field. He's to the 20, takes off from 1-2 tacklers, and is finally brought down at the 22-yard line. So Overby obviously was not about to kick that football to Landry a second time. He learned his lesson. As this ball game got underway, Landry ran the opening kickoff back for an Indian touchdown. And Overy was very certain that he kicked that ball to Leighton Brown instead of Landry. He'd had enough of that. So the Indians have it first and 10, the first time they've had the ball offensively other than the opening kickoff return. And Greg Davis is a man under. James Gernance is a split end to the right. It's a handoff to Leighton Brown. He tries the left side of the line and gets to the 25-yard line. Sweeps around the left end, we should say. And gets to the 25-yard line, a gain of about 3 yards. It'll be second down and 7 at that point. Checking in defensively for the Jackets is number 87, Kurt Babbitt. Check off Robert Dye, number 60. Second down and 7 for the Indians. Greg Davis is the man under. Rusty Britton comes to the near side as they split in. Back to pass goes Davis. He looks, throws. It's complete to Landry at the 31, and he's dropped immediately. Coming in to make the stop on him is number 38, Mike Owens. But it's going to be very close for a first down. They do give him the first down at the Indian 33-yard line. So Davis is 1-for-1 in the passing department tonight as he completes his first attempt to Tommy Landry at the Indian 33-yard line. And Jim reminds me that was into the wind. Gary Banks quickly up over the ball at center position, the first man. 82, Rusty Britton split into the left. Landry to the right. Back to pass goes Davis. Rolls, looks, throws. Got him. Got Landry at the 38-yard line, and he's rolled out of bounds just as he grabbed that ball. Coming up to knock him out of bounds is Ricky Carter, number 27 for the Yellow Jackets. And the Indians pick up about 5 yards on that play, spot the ball at their own 38-yard line. So Davis is 2-for-2 in the passing department, hitting first Landry and now Leighton Brown. We're in the first quarter with 7:22. We're tied 7-7, the Jackets and the Indians. Lining up in the basic eye formation with Rusty Britton split to the right. Back to pass goes Davis. He sets, throws. It's complete. No, it's not. Incomplete. Rusty Britton almost had it at the 45-yard line on the near sideline, but could not contain it. Defending along there for the Jackets was Randy Rogers, number 40. He was stride for stride with Britton. It looked like he might have had it, but he didn't contain it long enough. So it'll be third down and still five. The ball is on the Indian 38-yard line. Rusty Britton goes to the left side this time. Leighton Brown to the right. The shift out of the eye with Alvarez and Landry. Greg Davis rolls back to pass, looks, gets good protection, throws to the sharp man Alvarez. It's complete. He's across the 40 to the 45 and out of bounds around the 47-yard line. And if all is in order, he should get the first down. An official's timeout is being called. They say it is good for a first down. They move the chain, and the Indians have it first and 10 at their own 47-yard line, as Davis is now 3 for 3 in the passing department to three different receivers. 4 for 4, I stand corrected. 4 for 3, all right. Here's the handoff right up the middle to Tommy Landry. He's across the midfield stripe to the Jacket 48-yard line before he's finally stopped. Coming up to put the stop on him is Paul Jack, number 35, who plays both offensively and defensively for the Yellow Jackets. He gets 6 yards on that play. It'll be second down and 4. So the Indians are putting on a fine offensive show here tonight, early in the first quarter. They struck first on the scoreboard, running back the opening kickoff. Landry's fine 80-yard scamper. It's a keeper play by Davis coming around the right side. He gets across the 45 to the Jacket 43 and maybe a first down if all is in order. They will spot the ball at the 43-yard line. And possibly we will have a measurement. Yes, the officials are calling time to bring the chain in. It's very close. The ball, the nose of the ball is just outside the Yellow Jacket 43-yard line. And the chain is brought in from across the field. It would be very close to even guess at this point if any part of that football is past the chain. Yes, it's easily a first down. Easily a first down for the Indians. 3 consecutive first downs, our statistician informs me. And I am corrected now. That is 4 for 3 for Davis in the passing department. And Davis, I remind you, is passing into a very strong north and northeast wind here tonight at Public School Stadium. Rusty Britton split to the right. Leighton Brown flanks to the left. It's a keeper by Davis. He gets to the 41-yard line as he goes around the left end. He is stopped by George Zock, number 76 of the Yellow Jackets. Davis gets about 2 or 3 yards for his efforts. They will place it just outside the 40-yard line. Second down and 7 for the Indians at the Yellow Jacket 40-yard line. This time, Leighton Brown flanks to the right, Britton to the left. The handoff to Alvarez. He's across the 40 to the 39. He's dropped at that point. Coming in to put the clinch on him is Wayne Gregory, number 48, assisted by Waylon Hughes, number 61, defensively for the Jackets. Check in defensively, Kurt Babin, and check off, Robert Dye, defensively for the Jackets, as the Indians have a third down and 6 situation at the Jacket 39-yard line. Driving into a stiff north breeze. Davis drops back to pass, looks, gets good protection, throws the swing pass out to Alvarez. He's to the 40 and just gets back to the line of scrimmage before he is shoestringed at that point by Kurt Babin, number 87, who just checked back into the ball game. It'll be a big third down play for the Indians, third down and 5. They gave him a yard on that play to the Jacket 38-yard line. Chisholm is in the punt. On the fourth down, we stand corrected on the down. Fourth down, Chisholm will kick into the strong north wind. However, there are no backs or no safeties back for the Jackets. His kick goes high and out of bounds on the far side of the 10-yard line. I think it's significant to point out again that the Jackets did not send back any safety men. He kicked for Coffin Corner and hit it right on the 12-yard line. So a very fine kick off the toe of Glenn Chisholm. And the Jackets will start their series of downs at their own 12-yard line. So Monty Hall brings the team up quickly out of the huddle. We have 4 minutes and 9 seconds left in the first quarter. It's Tom Rhodes coming to the left as they split in. The handoff to the second man. He slips, loses his footing, and falls right at the line of scrimmage. That was Paul Jack, the fullback. He simply lost his footing on that wet turf. No gain. So it'll be second and 10 at the 12-yard line. Jeff Worthington comes on as a split in, and Mike Anderson comes out as Coach Smitty Hill shuttles plays in from the bench with his right end. Here's the handoff right up the middle to the 20-yard line, the 19 of the 20-yard line. Dennis Howell, the ball carrier. Tibbetts and Wilbanks put the stop on him. And he gets about 8 yards for his efforts. It'll be third down, 7 yards, they say. Third down and three. Inside the 20, the 19 and a half exactly. Mike Anderson comes to the near side as they split in. The play comes to the left as Parker Rolls looks. It's incomplete. Intended for Mike Anderson, who was at the 28-yard line. Billy Seeley was with him stride for stride. Backed up by Ronnie Wilbanks. And he could not control the pass from Monty Parker. How is Parker doing in the passing department, Jim? Three attempts and one completion. So we will have a kicking situation now for the Jackets as they cannot get that ball moving on this series of downs. Knowlton Prince looks like will do the booting. He gets his kick away. Landry looks at it. It hits the 50, and it's going to roll out of bounds at the Indian 47-yard line. Landry just let it roll out. So the Indians will have very fine field position with 2 minutes and 56 seconds left to play in the first quarter. And the Jackets defense held the Indians on that series of downs, and the Indian defense gets a big hand as they go to the bench across the way. And so now Greg Davis and company begin their series of downs at their own 47-yard line. Leighton Brown flanks to the right. Rusty Britton split to the left. A pitch out goes to Alvarez, who gets to the midfield stripe, to the end, to the Jacket 47-yard line, where he is stopped at that point by Brian Thompson, number 33, but not before he gets some fine yardage, about 6 yards. It'll be second down and four at the Jacket 47. To the left goes Leighton Brown, and Rusty Britton split in to the right. Long count by Davis. Fake handoff and a keeper as he tries the left side of the line and gets across the 45, maybe to the 43-yard line before he's finally stopped. Coming up to put the clinch on him is Mike Owens, number 38. And he is about a yard short of a first down. It'll be third and one. They're going to spot the ball at the 45-yard line, so it'll be third and two at that point. The clock runs with an even 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Leighton Brown flanks to the right. The ends are in tight. The I formation. Here's the handoff of the second man, and I believe he gets the first down if all is in order. The ball carrier was Tommy Landry, and he gets to the 41-yard line. Richard Alvarez, I beg your pardon, was the ball carrier, and he gets the first down for the Indians at the Jacket 41-yard line. So the Indians have proved themselves to be a fine, worthy opponent here tonight for these Yellow Jackets, proving themselves both through the air and on the ground. Leighton Brown comes to the right. Rusty Britton splits to the left. Alvarez and Landry the setbacks. Rolling back to pass is Davis. A flag flies. It's complete at the 30-yard line, and he's down at the 27. Rusty Britton on the pass completion, but hold it all. There's a flag downfield. Back at the line of scrimmage, and apparently it's going to be against the Indians, so erase that very fine pass from Greg Davis to Alvarez. And we're going to assess a penalty against the Indians back to the Yellow Jacket 46-yard line. For a backfield infraction. Illegal motion, it is. And it'll give the Indians a first and 15 now at the Yellow Jacket 46-yard line. Leighton Brown is flanked way to the right. Alvarez in the slot left. Back to pass goes Davis. He throws. It's complete at the 40-yard line. to Don Trahan. He's dropped immediately by Wayne Gregory at the jacket 40-yard line. It'll be second and 9 at that point. The Indians having to make up a 5-yard deficit because of their motion penalty. Trahan checks out, and probably Gernantz back in at tight end. Yes, Gernantz in at tight end. Rusty Britton splits to the left, Brown to the right. The handoff goes to Landry, right up the middle, gets a nice hole, and he gets all the way down to the 22-yard line. Landry busts right through the middle to get a big first down for the Indians. And he is all the way down to the jacket 21-yard line before he's finally stopped. And a big play by the Indians gives them a first and 10 at the jacket 21-yard line. Landry has been murder on these jackets early here in the first quarter. We have 36 seconds left in this quarter. Tie ball game, 7-7. Greg Davis on a keeper, skirts the left side, gets across the 20 to the 18. He's stopped there by number 35, Paul Jack. Jack, a linebacker for the Jackets. It's now second down and approximately 7. The ball is on the Yellow Jacket 18-yard line. Leighton Brown to the right, Rusty Britton to the left. A long count by Davis. Right up the middle goes Landry, but a whistle blows as the clock runs out. That's the end of the first quarter.